In today's episode, Samantha invents a new word, Mike is a master of acronyms, and I compare geese and goats. This is Untitled Goose Game. For another podcast, and today, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Which one?
I don't know. How about
oh god.
How about we start with Mr. Honkers over here?
The duck.
That's not even
game.
The noise that he makes.
No. Why don't you introduce yourself, good friend?
My name's Josh.
Not this again, for real. No, not. No, 100%. No.
I'm Samichael.
For real.
She really is, Samichael.
Like 10 episodes we've recorded now. Some of them have not been published. Some have. And we got to do this every time.
Yeah.
Literally, we have to do this every time.
Yeah, because our other gimmick never showed up. So this is our new gimmick.
This is punishment.
I'm starting to think this entire project is punishment for something I did. All right.
Oh, I remember what game we're playing.
Resident Evil.
Today we're playing Untitled Goose Game. Hello.
What's it called?
Untitled Goose Game. Hello.
Well, it does have a title.
My name is Josh.
I'm Mike.
I'm Samantha.
You know what? We're just going to go with it. Fine. We'll just do this.
One day we're going to be so committed that we're going to do the whole episode in each other's voices.
Oh, yeah.
I hope to and pray that that day never comes. Never comes. All right, so I'll give the quick rundown of the game, and then we'll get into it, shall we?
Okay.
All right, so this game was developed by a studio called House House. Not a great name.
They're from Down Under.
They are from Down Under, correct, Mike? They are a studio...
I'm Samantha.
You are Mike. And that's what we're going with. This is a studio, studio composed of four people.
Really?
Supposedly,
that's
yes.
One more person than is in this room.
That is currently correct, yes.
Did I read it wrong, or did they have some kind of like government funding for
this
project?
Yes, they did. They were supported by the government of Australia in the release of this game, which I can't think of another game that I've ever seen supported by at least in the major credits.
Yeah. Is it secret propaganda?
It possibly is.
It's a propaganda.
To be fair, though, I mean, in Australia, where
propaganda.
Propaganda.
In the country of Australia, where every animal is deadly, this is probably like a public service announcement for geese.
They should have funded fire relief.
This
is funny that they picked one of the most tame animals when they have so many bad ones.
Yeah, this was
even koalas are assholes, yeah, aren't they?
Yes, they got chlamydia, is what I've heard.
Really? Yeah,
they just apparently are rampant with it.
And attitude.
Okay, well, this game was released in...
Who knew eucalyptus gave you the clap?
This game was released in August of 2019 before the continent set on fire. Let's see here. I guess it would best to be described as a stealth puzzle physics game hybrid, I think.
Stealth.
Yes.
You know who else is from Australia?
Who else is from Australia, Mike?
Midnight Oil.
That's true. And their beds are burning.
You know who else is from Australia?
Who else is from Australia, Mike?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I'm at a loss.
They're great. You should check them out.
Okay.
You know who else is from Australia?
The Shins. I actually don't know, but they have a song called Australia.
Okay.
That's close enough. You know who else is from Australia?
Who else is from Australia, Mike?
Tame Impala. Kevin Parker.
Oh, okay.
He just put out a new album.
I'll have to listen to that. That guy's pretty good. So this game is interesting because...
You know who else is from Australia?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes. And his brother, Liam.
And the other one.
There's another one?
There's a third one.
Oh, I'm sorry. His probably name is like Chuck or something.
He looks like a Chuck.
Okay. So
you know who else is from Australia?
Who else is from Australia, Mike?
Koalas. All right, I ran out.
Okay. You promise?
You know who... Yes.
Okay. So, once again, this is a stealth puzzle game hybrid. I think it's interesting is it's a pretty much a meme generator from the beginning. This game has produced tons of great memes. Reviews are interesting on this game, I'll say. They're not really stellar. They hover around 70 to 80% from critical reviews and from user input.
I guess I can see that. We'll get more into that,
a little bit later.
We'll give our opinions soon.
Very soon. The last thing I can kind of give this as an accolade is that it did just recently win Game of the Year at the DICE Awards.
Yay! Who?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a whole thing. I mean, you've got hundreds of Game of the Year awards from hundreds of publications and websites, but DICE, I guess, is pretty good. Can't tell you what it stands for.
Digital Interactive Computer Cat. Entertainment.
Cat.
That sounds right. Is that actually right?
I have no idea.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
I'm glad that those words came first.
Are you all right over there?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Dookie ice cream. Ew.
Oh, right. There's a C. Okay. I was like, you forgot the C. But ice cream.
At least it's not from who's from Australia. Okay. So let's go around the...
You know who else is from Australia? Dingoes.
That's correct.
The Maybe devourers the dingo ate your baby.
Of babies, yes.
Maybe the dingo ate your goose.
I wish someone would eat my goose. All right.
What does that mean?
It sounds so sexual.
Gross.
Fantastic.
Now we're going to have to mark this one E.
They're all marked E.
They're all marked Listen. E.
Isn't that funny? We're playing all these games where if it's rated E, it would be great for everyone, but a rated E podcast... Don't ever let your kids listen.
No, please.
You can.
I mean,
you're just terrible parents.
No, not necessarily. Maybe like, you know, you got some streetwise kids that, you know, they've heard it all before. They can handle it.
They're from the streets.
They're from Australia.
They've heard the F word.
Thanks to you, yes. Actually, you were the first one. All right, so let's go
There's
around.
There's nothing sacred anymore.
No, nothing is sacred. Samantha, why don't you give us your opinion of the game, please?
Okay. It's a funny game. It's cute. I like the like plop plop sounds his feet make.
Okay.
I did not really enjoy playing it.
Yeah, the controls. Let's talk about the controls.
Okay. Is that where you're gonna start?
Mm. Yeah.
I hate them.
Well, let's get your quick. Do you like it? Not care for it?
Oh, I love the game.
Okay. And I'm going to say that I'm kind of like Samantha. I was really kind of hyped for this game.
Yeah.
And about 10 minutes into playing it, I was like, I don't much care for this. I really don't.
Mm.
All right. So now
controls.
Got that. Let's get into the controls, Mike.
So they're a little tank-like.
Yes.
Blah. Blah.
I have a... I have a love-hate relationship with tank controls.
Okay.
I guess. They're hard to maneuver, but they're supposed to be hard to maneuver.
Correct.
It gives it some of the challenge.
And as we know, Samantha is a great lover of tank controls. Like
I think the tank controls in conjunction with the camera end up making you fight a little harder than you should have to fight.
Or that's exactly what they wanted, and you know.
Yeah.
Why can't you bite people? Geese have a spiky tongue and like a serrated beak. It has little bumples on it that are like teeth. They're supposed to be biters. You can't do anything.
Did you just say bumple?
I was wondering if I was the only one that caught that. That's the new word. Well, bumples.
Bumples.
A bump. Pimple.
I was like, yeah, bump no, ripple.
Bumps. They're just bumps, man.
Bumples. All right, so I'm with Mike. I thought the controls on this game were, to be fair, pretty rough.
But well, like how
good
else
news,
would they
we
do
all
it?
Feel that way. So you're with both of us, Joshua.
Okay. Don't ever.
Not
call
just
me that.
Michael.
Can you imagine how much faster you'd get through the game if the controls were like up is up, down is down, kind of?
Well, that's another thing. The game is not particularly long. It takes, what,
yeah,
hour and a half? Maybe you can bulldoze your way through it if you care to play it for a second time, which I don't.
I liked the idea of being like an annoying goose and harassing everybody. That was fun. I liked bullying that kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's an idiot. He's still in there. I'm gesturing towards him. But yeah, overall.
You really let that kid have it, too.
You were vicious even after to that you child.
Got every achievement you could have involving you, that child, you still.
You went back for really more. You I really know. Did.
Well, he was the easiest one. He's the only one who ran away when I honk at him.
Let's talk about the honking. We watched Samantha play it. I noticed you're very aggressive on the honking.
You lean kind of hard on the honk button. You really
As if
do.
It were a Mario Party minigame.
Well, it was fun. And also, I just kept mistaking which button was what. So trying to grab things, I honk first.
Mike, something you just said just like made my brain light up. This is like a Mario Party minigame. Like a stretched out version.
I don't see that at all.
Okay. So I'm going to go into my criticism a little bit early here.
We've been criticizing.
Well, yeah, a little bit more.
And we've
though.
Been applauding it.
One of us has. That this game, I mentioned I got sucked into the hype. Like I thought this was going to be a really cool game. People were like ranting and raving about it. And like I said, I started playing it in 10 minutes in, I was over it. And I was like, oh, this is really repetitive, and
it's not repetitive.
Okay, so the objective
repetitive in the sense that the controls don't change.
No, repetitive.
That you don't stop being a goose.
Yes, I suppose.
That you don't stop bullying people, but that's the premise of the game.
I guess it's just like it's repetitive in like you see the pattern like immediately. Like, oh, okay, I'm in this level with the shopping. I'm going to chase this kid around. I'm going to chase this lady around like I just chased the farmer around and annoy.
I don't know. I mean, there are some core gameplay elements that are going to be like that.
Yeah.
I say that's an agree to disagree. Because okay. I think they did a really good job of ramping up the difficulty as it
yeah,
went on.
Kind of. And, you know.
Like, I got stuck on the puzzles longer the further into the game I got. Well, outside the, I guess the last stage I had an easier time with, or the last area.
I was going to say, I was kind of the opposite. I thought the first, like, the farmer section, it took me a little while. And Samantha, I know it took you a little while, too. But once you kind of got, like, what the game expects from you, I was able to breeze through the next parts.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that area that we stopped in, that's mm-hmm. the one that took me the longest.
Really?
And that is going to be my criticism of the game. And I have this with a lot of like unconventional puzzle games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the best way to describe what I'm talking about. But basically, games where it's not like Tetris or
yeah.
like a riddle puzzle solving, but more of a like...
Like a physics kind of based?
No.
4D puzzle.
No, like a critical thinking puzzle okay. game, I guess. Like most games that have this kind of concept, they have a very specific solution in mind. And uh-huh. you can come up with a lot of very similar solutions. Like, all right, let's take breaking the vase.
Okay.
I can think of a bunch of different scenarios for how that vase should have broken.
Yeah.
But in their minds, there's only one way to do it.
That's correct.
And it, like, I can't think of other examples right off the top of my head, but, you know, like, kind of games that do that, this one's guilty of it.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's where I was talking about where it becomes repetitive. Once you see how they kind of want you to handle these problems, it just becomes a scenario of, okay, this is what they want me to do as far as like break a vase or break a cup or something like that. And it's like, okay, I just got to figure out where the kind of the spot that they want this to take place is and let the yeah. mechanic take care of itself. And that's what I was referring to when I said it was repetitive.
Yep. Yeah.
Samantha really jumping in here.
Well, I didn't like playing it.
Okay.
I was over it really quickly. I didn't have the patience.
Is it a game you would have enjoyed more if you watched somebody play it?
Maybe. I think this is the problem with like meme kind of games, where the idea of them is often more fun or more entertaining than actually playing them.
I'm glad.
Do we think that they started out to be a...
No.
Do you think that was their intention, was we're going to make a funny, tweetable game?
Okay, or... so I've got a few little notes about that. I'm glad Samantha brought that up about how the meme potential of this game was really its biggest selling point. And I think that's really interesting of games in this particular generation, of that being able to like generate meme type content and stuff like that is better than the old school marketing stuff that we grew up with. Like,
first of all, let's define the meme
okay.
stuff. Like, where were you guys seeing this? I didn't
read all over Tumblr too.
Yes.
All over GIF sets. People just, anytime there was like something of somebody falling or whatever, they just put the goose in there, or like ton of fan art of the goose. I do love the goose. I'm just not a fan of his game.
So it was interesting for me, like I said, Reddit, like almost every subreddit that I had some sort of like shout out to this game. And it was weird, like seeing stuff that you would not expect it to show up in. And actually, the history of this game, it was basically the little farmer level was a tech demo, I think, that I read, and then it kind of steamrolled into a whole game. Actually, the name itself comes from the fact that these guys were set to show off a demo, and they didn't have a name. They hadn't named the game yet, so they were literally like, this is the Untitled Goose Game, and it stuck, and they kept it up, and they stuck with it.
Hmm.
So, to get to Samantha's point about the meme stuff, I saw it, like, literally all over the place on Reddit, on the internet. When I was doing some research this afternoon, typing in Untitled Goose Game, I was looking for what Game of the Year award it won.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, Google popped up an ad that's like, has the goose on it holding a bat. It's like, if you mess with the honk, you get the bonk or something like that.
Yeah.
So the game itself has sold well. It's sold over 1 million, but it's like saturated the internet. And it's just an interesting thing for a game that's not really that good.
I wonder if a lot of people feel the same way we do. Because, like on Tumblr, the GIF sets and stuff that I've seen, mm-hmm. I have only seen stuff with the farmer.
Okay.
Nothing beyond that.
Yeah.
So you're thinking everybody played this for like 10 minutes and then...
Yeah.
And
so then I have seen some fan art of him with the bow on, but
mm-hmm.
that's about it.
So the idea, like I said, of it just being so weird to that it's almost has its own internet culture, like away from the game. Like,
Samantha, what are some other games that you guys can think of that fit this category?
Not recent, but those Zelda games, you know?
Oh, the CDI?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, plenty of games can be memed, and like stuff from the games can be memed. This particular game, or like where the game is generated more memes than anything else, it's hard to think of one this recent because they fade away so quickly.
Race car yaya out there.
Very nice cake reference. Very nice. So
race car fast boy.
You were talking, Samantha mentioned that she thinks a lot of people think like or react to the game like we do.
I wonder.
You're not wrong, because like I said, when I was doing some research, it seems like critics are real rough on this game. Some people adore this game, and other people can't stand it. And I think it's really one of the most divisive games that I've seen recently. One of the things I was reading that really, like, once again, lit up my brain as far as it goes, it's like, this is a game that's kind of fun to show in a group. It's not fun to play by yourself.
I would disagree with that. I enjoyed playing it by myself.
Okay. I think... And then he went on to say, and I don't recall the specific person that mentioned this, this is the game you won't play in a year. You won't replay in a year, and you won't even remember
but
in five.
No, I think it'll stick with you.
I am 100% of that. I was like, that is the perfect description. Because games are interesting. It's one thing that we put a lot more stock in its replayability. Like, there are plenty of movies and stuff like that you can watch and just be done with it. But like, oh, okay, yeah, I watched that. It was fine. Games, you kind of want the ability to replay them. I don't know if it's because of their costs or You don't think so?
Not at all.
I think this goose will be in Smash Bros.
No.
I really think so.
I don't.
No.
He will. Watch.
No, not unless he all of a sudden gets into Fire Emblem.
He's going to be in Smash Bros.
No.
Yeah.
If they try to go with an indie game, you know it's going to be something like Shovel Knight.
Nah, this goose will be in Smash Bros. He'll be an added character. Everybody will be like, oh my god,
I could see him being in this new one? The Spirits?
Yeah, Spirit or something like that.
He'll be in that capacity. Maybe.
It did technically, I think, come out on the Switch before anything else, so it has the possibility of doing so. So you don't think that games have more stock with the replayability?
No. It's so rare that I replay games. It's just like movies. Like I can appreciate a movie and not have the desire to see it again, but still enjoy the fact that I saw it. And you were saying not just enjoyability, but how memorable the game is.
Yeah.
Like, there are tons of games I played where I've only put 10 minutes in it, but it still sticks with me. I mean, those freaking Burger King games. I still remember them.
Sneak King.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have an interesting theory on that, too.
Edith Finch. Ugh. You guys hated that game. You're not going to forget it, probably.
Yeah, because we hated it so much.
So I think things that fall on the scale of, like, you have games and movies and TV shows and whatnot that are, like, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10. You'll remember those. You'll also remember more vividly the ones that are, like, just garbage, like, 4 and less. Anything that falls, like, smack dab in the middle...
I think you might have
a special attachment, but to the most part, they're more forgettable. And I think
first of all, what are we basing this on? I almost never look up reviews to stuff.
I don't either. I don't either. Literally, because I've found that like the information on the game is so lacking, I ended up just kind of falling into reviews.
Why are you letting other people decide?
I didn't know. I
how much you like or
no,
hate a game. Josh.
I had already played and already beat the game beforehand.
Yeah,
I really have. I'm with you there. I'm 100%. Don't look at reviews on a game unless it's something I know I'm not going to play and it just like bombs. And more that, I just look into it to see why it bombed.
I mean, I'm always curious to see what other people think, but
yeah,
no way am I gonna think
no.
like yeah.
And I'm perfectly happy with the fact that I bought this game at full price, and it was a gift from someone, so I'm not...
You're happy that they paid full price.
I'm happy that they paid full price for it. And I think it's awesome that these guys, these four guys apparently, did this game by themselves. And you
good
know,
job, guys.
They sold a million copies.
The guy at Stardew Valley was alone.
Well, technically he had a lot of the internet...
Yes.
Helping him out.
Nah.
And a publisher.
All by himself.
It was all him.
Well, it was by himself, but he got feedback. That was a really smart thing to do, too. I think more smaller studios like that should take advantage of the fact that, you know, you got a ton of willing participants
mm-hmm.
that all they want to see is a better finished product, so...
Yeah, they're going to help you succeed.
Oh, but at that same token... think of how many focus groups have ruined our favorite movies and TV shows.
It's true.
Or what could have been our favorite movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
So there's a fine line. Don't let your game studio pay for the focus groups.
No, never.
Let it be a democratic thing.
Just go on Twitter and put a poll.
Also, just as a side note, never promise more than you can deliver. There are many games that have been ruined. One that we're going to talk about fairly soon.
Yeah,
that,
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was too hyped up.
What?
We'll get to it later.
Is it the one? And you're walking, it's the city, and...
there's a bad guy.
There's Shut a bad guy.
No, there's,
or
you know,
two.
It was at E3, and it was going to be so cool, and maybe it has dogs in the title, or dog.
No. Oh, you were talking about the tech, or the... specs that they showed for Watch Dogs and what it was going to be.
It's not even out yet.
What? No.
Watch Dogs.
That flopped.
It came out like years.
Yeah.
No,
didn't flop.
I thought she was talking about the other one.
Oh, no. Not
Watch Dogs
not,
was all right.
Not the...
Yeah, it was good, but they hyped it up like it was going to be the quintessential graphics machine, and it was not. Yeah. They're like, yeah, this is an Xbox 360 version, but no, it was running on a multi-$1,000 PC. Mm. Okay. So we've all griped about it, and we've all said what we like about it. I think.
We haven't said all we like about it.
Yeah, I kind of think we want to go around. All right,
so here's why I think this game should be memorable to you guys, whether you liked it or not. And something that I liked about it is, you know, the longer we're alive, the harder it is to make something that's unique. And
sure,
hate it as much as you want, this is a truly unique game.
Unique in, yeah, that there's no other Goose Simulator to compare it to. Okay, so...
But even that, all right, so you want to compare it to, like, Goat Simulator. This is a totally different...
That was the other game I couldn't think of that you were talking about that memed a bunch was Goat Simulator.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
The Goat Simulator was a
I think Goat Simulator was intentional, though.
Yes, it was 100% intentional.
I think they were the ones pushing a lot of the
And I think that goofiness. This game could have been made, and I don't doubt that it was made for earnest reasons. They literally just wanted to make this game as it is. And then,
well, I mean, they, like, this is an actual game here. I get that, like, you can play Goat Simulator, but it's basically just, we're making fun of outrageous physics.
Yes. Yeah, that's all it is.
And then it's, like, what, Tony Hawk style pretty collectibles much. And objectives?
Yes. So.
But there was nothing inventive about it. They were using a recycled game engine, right?
I think it was just it might have been made on like a public use one. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
It was basically made just.
All the assets were, everything was pre-existing.
Yeah.
They just tooled with the engine. It was like if I made a game on that game maker.
Mario Maker.
Yeah. And try to pass it off as
yeah,
a brand new non-Mario game.
So I guess that we're taking two different stances, you and I. I think it's more... Untitled Goose Game is more in the vein of Goat Simulator. Well,
it sounded like you were saying that this is not... a unique game experience. I would like to hear why you don't think that it is.
Only because I think it is designed, maybe that it wasn't designed, but that it became solely about making memes and making jokes about the game from my experience, and that the game itself wasn't enjoyable. So it was very much like Goat Simulator in that it was made for basically the lulls and to put a clip on YouTube.
I don't think it was made like that.
Maybe, like I said, maybe that it wasn't
like
made, but that's what it,
product.
That's what it became to me. That's all it is.
That is outside of the hands of the developer.
All media is interpreted and used by the user. So therefore, whatever your original intentions were.
So again, you're
much
letting
me.
An outsider's perspective skew your idea of this game.
But I'm the outsider perspective.
No, you're saying that you're letting people's outside, like, all of their stuff, influence.
But
it's basically like saying, they like it, so I hate it.
No, I literally went into the game.
It's starting to sound a lot like that.
It's not. I literally went into the game and, like, blocked all that crap out while I was playing it. I really did.
Yeah.
I think this game is interesting game to show people that maybe aren't into games. That's something nice.
I don't think that.
Okay, so
I don't agree with that either for Samantha's main complaint. Can you imagine somebody who doesn't know games trying to play this game?
But wouldn't they find the premise amusing?
They might, yeah, they might be amused, but I don't think it would. I don't think they'd play through it. And honestly, I was thinking about it. I think if I had to play through it on my own, it might have been a little bit easier because then I could mess up more. But I still would have been annoyed. I think I just don't have patience for puzzle games like this.
Okay.
To be honest.
So you're not a fan of puzzle games. So is that the biggest deterrent for you from it? Enjoying it?
Yeah, I think. And it was really annoying just trying to do the things on my list. And then, like, why are they bothering me? That lady, I wasn't even taking the stuff out of her store. I was just moving it elsewhere. Like, leave me alone.
You people really do not like to be challenged.
No, I do.
Love a challenge.
That's the point of the game.
I know that. I'm just saying it's not the type of game, the type of challenge I like.
Despite the puzzle mechanics being repetitive, I thought they were actually pretty good.
You think that it was less of a challenge aspect and more of an exercise in frustration?
Right. Yeah.
Because the controls were frustrating enough. Yeah. You kept saying you were hitting the wrong buttons.
The tasks were simple. It's just executing them was extremely annoying, and I didn't want to do it anymore because it seemed like I'd do it, and then I'd move 100 things, and then she'd be like, "That's right, you took the loo paper," and then go take it out of the basket. Come on.
So I think the game looked pretty good. I did like the art style. I think that worked really well versus . You know, they didn't go photorealistic or anything like that.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been weird.
That would have been so funny.
I think something that could have made this game really cool. You've got this world that's been created. You have your levels and everything. You have a lot of objects that you can interact with that have no, they serve no purpose in the game. So what's to say they didn't patch it to where we could create our own missions and then let our friends, maybe I come up with a task and see if Josh could solve it. I think that would make for a really interesting.
That would be a neat mechanic kind of to add.
Yeah. I didn't hate this. I really didn't hate this game. It was fun messing with that kid. It was fun messing with the farmer. I just got I don't know. I guess the checklist was frustrating.
If I had to say one thing about this game, it would be that it was a breath of fresh air for the end of the 2010s.
Yeah, I can see that. This game isn't, it's not bad enough for me to hate it, but I certainly didn't enjoy it, and I don't see me going back through and giving it any thought or any time in the future. I'm literally thinking about just removing it from my Switch because I was like, okay, I don't care for it. It was amusing for 10 minutes. It really was. And I think it's, like I said, amusing to show a group of people, almost like a Jackbox party pack.
Almost like when
that.
We played Double Dragon, how it was fun to play it together and watch it, but I would not play it again. And the controls were annoying. So I know that's your favorite game, but I'm saying that's what it was like for me. It was fun.
I'm seething right now. You do not compare the two.
No, I'm just comparing the experience.
Okay,
so.
I get that. No. You can totally enjoy Double Dragon by yourself. It's awesome.
Some people can. I'm just saying that's...
Well, that's what I love about what we're doing here is we all have very different opinions of things, usually. And that's what makes it interesting to discuss. And
Josh seems to only have two.
Okay.
Good or bad.
I'm a simple man.
Okay? If we accomplish anything in this podcast, it's to let you see that there are a rainbow of opinions that you can have about
And I agree.
This. It's
and
a
I,
spectrum.
Okay, so remember how I was talking about that
You just said you everything you say, you'll waffle into
that's a
it
joke.
Journeying back into, I hate it.
No, okay.
You're like, it was all right, I didn't mind it, but I hate it, and I want to delete it from my Switch, so
I never have
to see it again.
It's not that I don't have to see it again, I just don't want it taking up space. So
it's like when people talk about Star Wars movies. It either has to be amazing or it has to be a piece of shit. It can't just be
it was 2 hours.
It was entertaining.
Remember how I was talking about that scale thing?
Yeah.
The worst thing you can be is a 5. You can either be amazing. You can be memorably bad. I'm a guy that's played Sonic 06. So I know bad and I remember bad. And a game not... this is more something I have a strong opinion about games versus what I do for movies and TV.
Yeah.
Because games are so much more interactive and you have to engage with it personally. You can't just sit back and watch it.
It takes
usually.
All that extra work.
Not that. It's just, it has personal engagement.
It's so, that way for me. Sometimes.
Yeah. So the fact that I invested my time and I got a mediocre response does kind of put me in a more sour place than a game that I absolutely loathe. It just puts me in, I'm like...
Oh, no, not me.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I'm also the kind of person that, like, I don't get any kind of enjoyment out of the intentionally shitty movies. Like,
okay.
All the, what, the B flicks. I enjoy B movies. I think that these go.
You love B movie.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that setup coming. I was like, she's just waiting to pounce.
Now that okay, you threw a penny on the track,
but that's
my mind train.
But actually, that's a really interesting thing because
I know you.
I love B movies and
pleasure
slack.
Out of like stuff that's really shitty, and a lot of people do. Well, no, just like something can be so bad that it's entertaining
yes.
again, and maybe I can see that on some stuff. Or but for the most part, like there's no bell curve for me. Like it. The worse it gets, the least.
Huh.
And I'm less likely to
And
enjoy
I think
it.
That that's like the, once again, the bigger question about art. Art is supposed to provoke an emotional response from you.
Yeah.
So you can love it or you can hate it or you can hate that you love it or, you know, love to hate it or whatnot. But anything that falls right in the middle kind of fails. And that's what I was talking about. Like it just, a five is.
I mean, from a popularity standpoint, I guess.
But this game is extremely popular.
Yeah.
So I'm not hating it because it's popular. I think it's...
Well, earlier we were comparing it to how memorable it yeah. ended up being.
But that's the thing. I think it's... I'm a firm believer that this game will fade from your memory because it's not Same on thing. Either end of that spectrum.
I don't... I think the goose might stick around.
So let me ask you just a real too. Quick question. Were either of you going to jump on day one a sequel to this game?
No.
I would be interested in it, yeah. Or let's say something more probable would be DLC. With as short as the game is, it's popular enough that I could easily see them adding stuff to it.
Okay.
And I would jump on it.
Well,
I might wait and see how expensive it is.
That's fair. That's fair. As much as I like the goose and I like the memes, honestly, I never had any desire to play it.
Okay.
I was never going to buy it. I thought maybe I'd watch someone play it, but I didn't really care to play it from the start. So, because I saw it and I was like, I can't imagine how much, like, it just didn't look like something that would interest me or that I would have a ton of fun playing anyway. I like the goose. I like his memes.
Yeah.
I'll take them.
I like puzzle games, so I knew I was going to give it a shot, and I will give these guys credit. They did not jack up the price on this game. They offered the right amount, I think. $20 is perfectly fine for this game. If it had been higher, I'd have got a little more cold feet on it.
See that? All right, now that's interesting.
Okay.
Because I enjoy the game more than you, but I don't think I would pay more than $15 for it.
And I think it's great that it's on Xbox Game Pass, so if you have that service, you can try it and play it for free. I think that's a great model for a lot of good games. It's got me to try a lot of games I would be upset that I wasted money on, I guess. Yeah. So.
Well, and I think we should clarify, too, because earlier we had mentioned there's no replayability in this.
Yes.
And that's not true, because there are additional things that you can do. Like, there are hidden tasks
yeah.
that are never outlined on your checklist. And then there are additional things that I won't spoil, but...
So you actually dig the New Game Plus version of this game?
I didn't play it. I'm just clarifying. Because you said outright, there's no replayability.
And I stand firmly by that.
There's no replayability
there is,
for
just
Josh.
Not for you.
Not for me. And yes, and when I'm saying that, it's not like the game stops you from replaying it or something
yeah.
like that.
One time
but
play
it gives you more
it
to
deletes
do.
Itself after you finish it.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a game that did that a few years
something
back?
Like
a cell phone game where you only got one chance to play it? And well, it wouldn't delete itself, but it wouldn't let you.
Is that Doki Doki?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. So I know what you're talking. Like I have a vague memory of that, but I can't name the specifics of it.
Flappy Bird.
Oh well, let's go around. Any closing thoughts on this one?
I just remembered the reason I didn't know this was a puzzle game.
Okay.
The reason I didn't think it had any sort of substance that would keep me interested is because I saw this, it looked fun, like amusing, like it would be amusing for a little bit, but it reminded me of Just Cause.
Okay.
Really?
I thought it would just be something like you mess around and there's no, you know, there's like no reason. So it's like,
wow,
fun
that
for...
is a bold comparison. So this game reminds me of a shooter.
No, I just mean that's what I thought it would be like because I remember Wesley had it or something and it looked fun. Like you just went around doing all this random stuff, but then you got bored.
Oh, like a sandbox game where there's no.
That's what I thought it was going to be like. So that's why I didn't want to get it.
And that might have been an interesting thing too. I think it would especially if it fell in line with like if they did the thing we were talking about where we got to make our own things. It would be cool if the physics were set up to such an extent that you could experiment. Kind of like they did in Breath of the Wild where they had that world so figured out that you could try stuff and it would work exactly how you intended for it to do. Whereas, like, this game obviously fails in that. One solution for everything. But if you could, create your own scenarios.
You can break the dungeons as many different ways as you want to.
Yeah. And I just remembered, it's not the challenge that bothered me, because two of my favorite games are Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. Mm-hmm. And those are way more difficult puzzles than this. I think it's just the controls.
As you wear your I Love Tank Controls t-shirt, so.
No. Bad.
All right, so. I'll say this, like I said, I think it looked good. I think it was priced all right. And I think
we didn't touch on the music. It was great. I think it does a really good job of, it's light, playful, but it's perfect for a meddling goose.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it definitely has a strong, going to the land of make-believe from Mr. Rogers vibe to it. And that's about all I can say about the music on it, personally.
Visually, it reminded me of Katamari Damacy.
Yeah.
I can see that, yeah. Or a kid's storybook is kind of what I was thinking. Like.
Also, why does that kid wear glasses? They do not have eyes.
You did ask the hard questions while in your playthrough. We were both shocked by that.
Well, he definitely wouldn't have had eyes after you tried to peck them out.
That's true. You were vicious to that child.
If you could peck or bite in that game, I would change my opinion of it instantly.
Well, I guess with all that being said, we'll sound the honk, I guess.
What are you talking about?
I was going to go sound the bell.
Sound the Vesper honks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Resident Evil.
Sure, why not? All right, we'll see you next time, folks.
I'm Josh.
I'm Michael. I'm Samantha.
No, I'm Samantha.
I'm Samantha.
I'm pressing stop now.
I'm pressing stop now.